that is based upon the Bible. It's a unity that's based on coming together on common points of doctrine. The unity that Sister White said would be taking place in Protestant America just before the Sunday Law. And this is from page 155 of The Seven Promises of a Promise Keeper. The body of Christ comprises a wide diversity of members. There are many denominations, various styles of worship, and representatives from all walks of life. The body of Christ is made up of many denominations. You know, there's a passage in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White says that we should repeat over and over again why we are God's denominated people. God has a denominated people that make up the body of Christ, but it's not does not consist of many denominations. From page 169 of the same book, it says, why did Promise Keepers select racial and denominational barriers when it focused on Christian unity? The primary reason is our sense that the Lord led us to embrace this truth. We must be obedient. Alone we can't change much. You can't either. But together, with a million brothers, committed Promise Keepers, we can influence a nation. We can demonstrate that what history and political process and the legal system could not do, faith, obedience, repentance, and unity in Jesus can change. Now, brothers and sisters, the motivation, according to Bill McCartney, for attempting to bring men together in this fashion was that the United States was in moral decline and it was threatening this nation, the world, and our families and our Christian heritage. So the purpose was to try to seek some solution to stop this moral decline. And at the recent gathering in Washington, D.C., much of the statements that came out of the Promise Keeper organization had to do with emphasizing that they had no political intentions. This was strictly a spiritual gathering. But here in the book that was written long before that gathering in Washington, it's very clear. It says, we can't change much alone, but together with a million brothers, we can influence a nation. So do not believe the PR that they're putting out. They have an agenda. The agenda is to return the United States to some so-called a moral position that it formerly was in. Even that is open for discussion, whether that's a true premise to even seek to accomplish. But they are intending to do it by using a political force that is very common in the United States.